While the Wisconsin Badgers offense sputtered through the first month of the season, the defense kept chugging along. The team has gone from pretender to contender in the Big Ten West football thanks to a six-game winning streak. And a guy who is very familiar with this Badgers D is senior safety Scott Nelson out of Detroit. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. This is Greg Stewart. Our show is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime for all the info you need to give and help support the show and sustain it at WWIB.com. 6'2", two-time all-academic Big Ten player Scott Nelson back with me on Sports and Commentary. All right, when that Scott was struggling in the early stretch. Your defense really carried this team. Even though you didn't get a lot of turnovers, you did enough to keep the other team down and give your club a chance. What were you guys thinking through that rough patch for the Badger offense this early part of the season?
Yeah, I mean, we knew that they were going to figure it out eventually. We were just trying to give them the best chance they can, try and get as many three and outs as possible so we get better field position. And then, like you said, we weren't creating too many turnovers, but that was kind of our goal. And obviously lately our offense has been doing a great job of putting points on the board and making offenses kind of have to take more shots. And that's when I think when our defense is at our best, whenever we know that the offense has to kind of push the ball downfield or has to kind of take a couple more chances because we're creating a bigger lead, the offense is scoring touchdowns instead of field goals. And that's when we can kind of get really aggressive and take advantage of these opportunities. But it was the expectation we had on ourselves. We, like, the offense had nothing to do with the standard that we have for ourselves. We set that before the season even started. We set that back in the winter, and we knew what type of defense we could be. And now it's just kind of putting it into execute or putting the plan into fruition and really maximizing each play. I think it is really special when we all play together. So just trying to make sure that we can continue to do that and do whatever we can to really execute. I think the plan has been great throughout the whole season, and you see that each and every week.
Yeah, and it looks, Scott, like Graham is getting more comfortable and confident, huh?
Yeah, he's been playing. You can see it's much more confident. He's been playing really well lately, and our offense has been doing a great job of giving him opportunities to just get a little confidence early on in the game, and then continue that on. Our receivers, tight ends, running backs have been doing a really good job lately of getting open and making plays whenever the ball comes their way, and they're just clicking. Obviously, the run game has been pretty solid the whole year. The O-line's been doing a great job protecting him lately. He's been staying pretty clean lately, and I know that helps him out a lot.
Yes. You mentioned that running game. How about that? 17-year-old stud Braylon Allen. What do you have, 173 yards against Northwestern? How about this kid?
Yeah, he's been killing it. He's been playing really well. Like I said before, you can see the confidence growing on him more and more each week, and he's running confident, and he's picking up on the game more and more and understanding how defenses are going to try and attack him. And he's been doing an outstanding job. And I'm very impressed with how he's came in, handled everything, and continue to just keep moving forward. And his work ethic has been very impressive.
Yeah, the young man's very impressive at 17 years of age. All right, home finale for you guys this Saturday at Camp Randall against Nebraska. Huskers have some close losses here this year. Solid defense. What about this one?
Yeah, I mean, they're a good team. I think their record is misleading. And they've had a bunch of really close games that they've just haven't been able to find a way to win. But they're a very talented team. They're a very good team. Their offense is top 20 in the country. And their defense, like you said, has been playing really well. So we got to do whatever we can to minimize the explosive plays that they thrive on, and really try and take advantage of any time we can get our hands on the ball.
Yeah. Scott, give me your final home game. You're looking ahead here to Nebraska and Minnesota. It's going to be a bowl game for Wisconsin. Then your college career is over. What's next? What do you think God has planned for you for your next chapter there?
I mean, that's kind of the unknown. As much as I would love to play in the NFL, and like most guys who play here, spend as much time in the NFL as I can. I think it would be silly of me not to learn anything from the journey I've been on since I came here, and just understand that I may want that, but that may not be what God wants, and it may be what God wants, but I don't really know, and I have to trust whatever happens. I trust Him, put my faith in Him, and rely that He'll take care of me. He'll provide for me. And I don't have to really stress out, and just trying to keep my eyes on Him throughout these next few weeks. I mean, like you said, last game at Camp Randall, that's crazy. Like, I remember going on visits here. I remember my official visit, and He provided for me, and He changed me into the man that He wants, and just really praying for that to continue to happen and continue to make that transformation into the person that God wants, not the person that I want. And if that means playing in the NFL, great. If it means not playing in the NFL, great. Like, I have to be willing to accept whatever lifestyle that, or whatever plans that God has for me. And it would be hypocritical of me to really say, oh yeah, I'm going to go do this, I'm going to go do that, and really just kind of exclude God from my plans because He's been such a huge part of them up to this point. So really just trying to just go with open hands and accept, do whatever I can to get myself in the position where I can play at the next level. But if that's not what God wants, then that's not what God wants, and we'll find a way to continue to live life and continue to serve and praise Him as much as I can elsewhere.
Ah, wonderful. Scott Nelson, the senior safety for Wisco. The Badgers hosting Nebraska this weekend, and I think we'll dive into the emotions of your final home game as a Badger football player on our next Sports and Commentary. Scott, thanks for being here, and looking forward to getting back in touch with you. God bless you.
Yep, sounds good. Thank you.